If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to the right stuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening there is an Odyssey stream where Sudden Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
Ah, yes. Welcome to the day after Christmas. It's the Daily Show 1120-something.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Men of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
It's 1129? Yeah, 1129. We're here.
Oh, yeah.
This is the week that I usually lobby for us not to do shows because there's, like, nothing going on. And I don't know, I'm sitting here like what's going on? Like, how are we supposed to... We're here.
Things are going on in
Things
the
are
world.
Going on. Yeah.
Nothing's really going on with us.
It's just more like, you're more concerned with, like, returning the gifts that you didn't like. I mean, that's what Boxing Day is,
I just didn't get any gifts.
Oh.
That's the best way to do it.
All right, then. Yeah, how do you return
nothing? I didn't get a lot. I got stuff that I liked. I got myself something for me and Shane to work on, so that was fun.
That's cool. Yeah, I got stuff for Puckman that we're going to use together. That's good. I'll be throwing baseballs at his head.
You know what I did that is going to make people irrationally angry? Me and my brother exchanged presents this year, and we got each other a bunch of G.I. Joes. My dad even got me a G.I. Joe. A black one.
Why would that make me irrationally angry?
Because people are going to be like, you're just a bug man. You nerd stuff, you bug man.
Well, I've always known that you were a bit of a kid alt.
G.I. Joe?
I'm a bit of a kid alt. I'm a bit of a kid alt myself.
I mean, I'm a bit of a kid alt because I'm secure in my masculinity. I mean, I understand if you work in, like, the technical sector, you might feel the need to signal very aggressively how you're not a kid alt, but for me, it's just never been an issue.
Well, I think the issue is when guys are like, don't have any life outside of that.
Well, I mean, kidulthood is just one of the... I was just going to say it was one of, like, the decadent... more decadent aspects of, like, hypercapitalism. But then we all know that McNabb doesn't benefit from hypercapitalism as he just lives in the woods and is very poor. So I don't know. I can't really say that anymore. It's like, how could it be, like, a decadent bourgeoisie? You know, if he can do it, anybody can do it. You just do kidulthood. I mean, the man has three children and a wife, and he's going to be a kidult.
Kidulthood
is universal.
I would say, like, it's not like, how to say this, it's definitely accessible to everybody.
Mm, yeah.
However, like, rich people, like people with a lot, or just people with, like, you know, high incomes and stuff, they can indulge in significantly more kidult product enjoyment. That's and true. Oftentimes, if you are, say, a single guy,
right,
making a wage or an income of that is relevant for your age, but you don't have any family.
Yes.
Then it's like, yeah, oh boy, I can, like, really most, double and triple down on this.
The most descended kidulthood is dink kidulthood.
Well, no.
Or sink kidulthood.
Well, dink is better because you got two kidults joined together in yeah. fandom. Dual income, no kids. Maybe not even married. Maybe just cohabitating with their... They, like, allow their figurines married. To cohabitate. Like, you're... It's like my Fumos will hang out with your Funkos on the shelf.
There's like, dink TikTok videos going around, and it is pretty...
I've seen that really cringy dink
It's video. Really, really cringy.
It's like... You know what's the worst? That chick isn't even good looking.
The dude is fat.
Well, I mean...
And the one I saw, the dude was pretty fit, but the girl was like, it seemed like that dude was like batting like below his weight class, if you will.
So she's ugly and infertile. Wow.
She was ugly and like just like it seemed that if you were to measure the two on a spectrum, like the guy would be higher tier than what that girl was. And I was like, if you're going to do a dink, like, why are you with this like nerdy, like goggly headed skinny girl?
She needs to be least like hot at cosplay. You're going to dink, right? Like, what can she dress up as? Can she be like a slutty stormtrooper?
No, because this girl just, she was really skinny, didn't have tits, and had like kind of a big head that was kind of like lolling around on her shoulder. I don't know.
C-3PO. Oh,
that's a dink video I saw, which a lot of people on Telegram were hating on.
So she looked like a Funko Pop.
The worst part was, this guy was a candidate for like Green Line stuff because in the video they would do like we're dinks, and then it would like flip from the one like we're dinks, we're dinks, we're dinks, right? And it would flip from like one to the other to the other. And like when he would say his line, like she would be silent, but when it would flip to her and she would say her line, he would like loudly guffaw at her one liner about being a dink.
Oh,
and I was like, so bro, like you're cucking yourself in.
He's a wife
ways.
Guy. All right.
Well, we're all wife guys. All right. Yeah. Oh, fucking.
I was watching those videos though, and it was like, so you see them waking up in the morning or whatever and like fixing themselves breakfast and coffee. And at that moment I realized that the frustration of having children running around your house is nothing compared to the existential despair of looking at that particular scene and being like, wow, you guys are in your 30s and your fucking house is empty and you're just sitting there looking at your phones drinking coffee. That's fucking depressing.
How dare you?
That's like all you have to look forward to for the rest of your life is just sitting there by yourselves in your kitchen.
Playing with your toys? You don't have kids that can break
kids
your toys?
Just wrecking your house?
Yeah, well, imagine not having children that can just ruin your G.I. Joes, McNabb. Oh. All right, there's no...
Thanks. Of course we're going to go up.
This is the first one. Yeah, this is the one I saw.
Let's see if I can turn this up. Now that I got the volume on. How many clicks did it take to get this video to fucking play?
We're dinks. We're going to get asked daily when we plan on having kids.
We're dinks. Of course we're going to go out to eat every night after work.
We're dinks. We don't have to ask our family for financial help or to watch our kid when we want to go out.
We're dinks. We're going to go to Costco and buy all the snacks in bulk that we want.
We're dinks. We have...
Well, that guy is going to do that regardless. I mean, jeez.
We're dinks.
Our
existence is completely empty, and we're trying to fill it up with snacks.
We would like and don't have to spend on a kid.
We're dinks. I'm going to go to every football game and play 18 holes whenever I want.
We're dinks. We're going to get like, asked to every single family
even believing
event
them,
what
though.
We're doing with our life.
If you're dinks, why do you sound so sad? Those people don't sound like they're...
I think
they're,
that you're, like, trying too hard. Like it's, you're overcompensating.
Well, it doesn't feel like a flex because you don't feel like you're not
no,
into
it. No, it's
not
a flex. No, nobody... Nobody sees these and is like, wow, these people really own me. Everyone sees them and like, wow, these people are losers. That's like the reaction.
Oh, this... Okay, maybe this is the girl you're talking about because she's not very... Oh, my God.
We're dinks. We go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah, this is the one, I think.
Like, how
this
come when I clicked like, on it, didn't open it, but when I did some other stuff, and then it started playing when I didn't want it to?
Yeah, this chick is like...
This girl's
kind of
busted.
We're dinks. We go to Trader Joe's and workout classes on the weekends.
We're dinks. We get into snobby hobbies like skiing and golfing.
We're dinks. We can go to Florida on a whim.
I'm like, bro, like, you're batting below your weight class. Like, that girl is not attractive.
We're dinks. We're already planning our European
vacation. If
you're
going to be going around bragging about being a dink, like, you should have a hotter wife. I'm sorry.
Next year.
Dinks, we get a full 8 hours of sleep, and sometimes more.
We're dinks, we get desserts and appetizers at restaurants.
We're dinks, we can play with other kids and give them back.
We're dinks, we still do
he's
it
like
three times a week.
At her dad.
Yeah, he is.
Which we is very, like, bro, like, how many green lines, like, leaning into the girl do I have to draw?
We spend our discretionary income on $8 lattes. Thank you for participating in consumer capitalism. Good job.
Now,
give me a round of applause for that.
There's nobody... That is going to be like,
I hope that,
I mean, are they, is this like a, is this an elaborate self-troll or what is this? Are they trying
no,
to
No, this
like
is
own...
like, I think they're trying to, I don't know, like what is it going to be in 40 years? Like what is the acronym? Is there going to be a clever acronym for sad old people with no grandkids? Like, you're not going to be dinks anymore. What are you going to be?
Well, they're
then?
Not looking at it like that.
I know they're not looking at it. I'm just saying, like, do you understand?
And,
like,
and additionally,
it's like, I don't have, like, instead of a nice family Christmas, I have a lot of memories of $8 lattes that are just like, and looking at your physique, I don't believe you drink those because those things have like 1,000 calories. So, like, what's really going on? What's going on, Dave?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, are they making fun? I mean, because it's like, who brags about like, yeah, I like people that get the $8 latte. It's like a guilty pleasure. They don't really want to like brag. Like they don't like flexing it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm out of touch with like this new breed of like urbanite or whatever. Like people, they're trying, because I never imagined that people would like flex. Like, yeah, I spent way too much money on like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It's just a very strange flex. It doesn't seem like you're ever going to get anybody. There has to be some amount of irony in it.
Your income on $8 latte.
We're dinks. We max out our 401ks, Roth IRAs, and HSAs.
We're dinks. We don't use our kids dog as an excuse to leave the party. We just leave.
We just don't get invited to them.
Okay, you're in your 30s. It's a little bit late to be partying. But time has passed. I don't know. That's just, you look at this and it's like, don't you feel just a little bit of existential horror at where you're going? Like, you've hit the stage in your existence where you probably should consider having some kids. You've done your partying, right? Well, you're probably like me. Probably party in your 20s.
There's no reason to ever stop going.
Well, it's really just like, we're dinks. We've been convinced by Jews that having children is a hassle and we shouldn't do it while they have like 30 of them in their hatcheries. Like, we're dinks.
The thing I find
we're intelligent, successful white folk, and we're not going to breed. We're dinks. We win.
It's like
that seems to be backfiring. These seem to be backfiring at sending that message, though. There was a much more intelligent campaign sending that message to white people, like I would say like years ago, like Jews had a better way of doing that. Now it's just like, because you don't want white people to say like, you just want to be completely like self-indulgent your whole life, because that's what these people are bragging about, right? And it's like, that's not really a message that is going to resonate a lot with white people. Like, you want to give them like a reason, like the environmental thing, like you're poisoning the planet, like your child is going to have too big of a carbon footprint, or your child is going to further like something, right? Like, you need to feel not like, I'm doing it just so I can have stuff now. That seems like a fail in terms of marketing of this idea. You know what I mean?
Like this oblivious sort of like celebration of engaging in really empty consumer capitalism, like $8 lattes.
You know what would be cool? Like, I'm
bragging
seeing these,
about it.
Seeing the people like list the reasons why you shouldn't have kids, like they're trying to turn it back around. Like, oh no, dinks aren't selfish. We're selfless. We're not bringing a child in the world who can have a large carbon footprint, all that kind of stuff. It's like, what? I wish they would like. They should list like real reasons. Like, I'm not going to bring a child into a world that has like a Jewish overlord occupation trying to destroy them, make them go extinct. I'm not going to bring a child into the world so that he or she could be stabbed by a nigger in Grand Central Station and then have them not face any. You know, it's like it's too selfish of me. I don't want to bring a white child into this world where they're going to be systematically shut out of elite institutions and advancement. It's selfish of me to bring a child into the world just because I want to have a nice family and a fulfilling life, when there's no way, there's a chance this child will have no way of a fulfilling life, because we're just being occupied by outsiders that hate us and with no hope of anybody ever really bedposting. I'll stop right there. But, you know,
well, the problem with that is, look at the Palestinians.
Right.
They have like tons of kids, and they do it because they're consciously involved in a racial war with Jews.
Right.
And they understand.
And that's so selfish. Like, I just have children just so that they can be human shields for the hospital that shouldn't get bombed.
That's literally how Jews like promote the idea of it.
That's how Jews. Now, that's how Jews talk about.
They internally.
That's how Jews talk about, like, if you try to, if you're a white nationalist, they start talking about natalism and getting the birth rates. It's like, oh,
yeah,
you're just cynically trying to create more soldiers for your race wars. Like, are you saying that people shouldn't do that?
It's the same thing. Interesting. Like, Hitler obeyed the Geneva Convention because he valued his soldiers because they were German.
Right.
They were of German Aryan blood.
That was very cynical.
So he valued them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
I'm just, I don't have patience for those Kopi arguments anymore. I just don't.
Well, the thing is, Jews are very consciously about perpetuating their race. And they talk about it, and they talk about perpetuating their race and their Jewish ideology.
Right.
But when you do it, they point a finger at you and say that's bad. And the reason they do that, and the reason they inculcate you with the idea that that's bad, is so you won't compete with them. I mean, it's very fucking simple.
No.
It is very simple.
Right.
You do the reproductively competitive thing to make sure your group spreads and gains power, And then anyone else that wants to do it, you just tell them that that's extremely bad and you shouldn't do that.
I mean, I think it's
we have to. And then you say we have to do it because our group is in danger. Well, you have no excuse to do it because your group isn't in danger. And it's like, well, yeah, but at some point those things become reversed. But also, like, I don't need your permission.
Mm. This is frankly, the kind of stuff that these nasty little hobgoblins will just come out and say publicly. Like, the lack of self-awareness. Sometimes I think they're just doing it to be arrogant and fuck with people. That's the only explanation that makes sense to my white brain.
I also had, I'm just going to be honest, I had a bit of a vibe from that second girl in that Dink video. I was getting, I mean, I don't know, of course, based, I mean, she could just be white, but I was getting a little bit of a vibe, like, that girl might be fucking Jewish. But who knows?
You got this thing from
the I knew Jewish girls that looked like that growing up. But
they they put out an opinion piece saying the facts demonstrate that the northern Sinai Peninsula is an ideal location to develop a spacious resettlement for the people of Gaza.
Oh, I thought you were saying Jews are just out there saying, like, we should be allowed to have children and no one else should.
Well, they're saying,
they effectively say that, but yeah.
What they're saying here is we're doing an ethnic cleansing and we found an ideal location in someone else's land that we want to put these people into. And they're just openly putting this out there. Somebody on Twitter was pointing out that one of the differences between like the younger generation and boomers is the younger generation occasionally reads what Jews actually say in their own newspapers.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what we do. I mean, that's all, you know. But the other thing, yeah, boomers never do. Israel supporting boomers don't do anything but watch like whatever dumb shit they've been watching the whole time. But they do this all the time. It's not just this. It's not just with it. I mean, this is another example, but we've been talking about on this show for years how Jews will be like, hey, yeah, like, let's have the, you know, Jewish members of the Australian government and like come to Israel and agree on like Australia taking refugees that are in Israel with like no consultation with like the Australian people. This was a thing that was that's just one example of many, right? That this was happening. There was a and people caught on to this and they made a thing about it. And yeah, and they do it with Europe. They're like, oh, they can go to Europe. I mean, one of the Jews, I think it was Isaac Herzog, like the president of Israel, was saying like, well, if we split the Palestinians up into packs of like 10,000, like we can have 100 countries each take 10,000. And I'm like, bro, like that's like,
ethnic cleansing, and here's how we're going to do it.
Yeah, he's like, it would be really easy, 10 to 20,000 per country out of 100 countries, and then we've got it accomplished. Like, so it's like, so they just make free, they basically are like, yeah, we're allowed to just do what we want with any piece of this earth and put people around where we want. I mean, that's what they do. That's what they do with their refugee resettlement groups.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about, years ago, we had found some documents about how they internally work, the refugee resettlement groups in America, which are all run by Jews, and how they allocate refugees around the country amongst themselves with no consultation with people or people in the local areas where they're sending them or anything. And they do that everywhere. So yeah, the video is frozen for me. I don't know if we're still recording or not.
Yeah, we're recording.
Okay. Yeah, I figured we were still recording. It seems like it does this every day with Skype, I'm assuming.
We should probably upgrade our technology stack and use something other than Skype.
Yeah, I'm kind of afraid because I've used certain other
nothing
systems.
Nothing else really
like
works reliably. Everything is worse. And it's not Skype, it's just the connection.
I think it's all the same. Really. Same thing. Oh, there we go.
I don't know why the fuck we do video on here anyway, since we're not uploading it to TikTok. Or YouTube.
Well,
people, I mean, literally nobody sits here and watches us, do they?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Not that many.
Can I get polling on that? How many people are actually sitting here looking at our dumb faces the whole time?
Well, everyone.
Because I don't do that whenever I have videos.
Everyone that leaves comments before the show goes up, like the final, like everyone's watching hour one. A lot of people.
Yeah, they're watching it on video.
Are they watching it? Or are they putting it on the background?
They're probably just putting it on. But like people do that with videos too. Like a lot of videos are just, people are just expecting video now.
Everyone's a boomer and they need to have like some visual thing flickering in their peripheral vision that they're not actually looking at. It just has to be over there flickering. We could probably put a screensaver up in these videos. It would be just as useful.
Mm. I don't know. There's something.
Why can't we just see comments on this?
There's weirdly something about it being a video, even if I'm not watching it. I don't know why it's like. There's something about it. I don't know. It doesn't. It doesn't really make any sense. But yeah.
I mean, it does make sense when we discuss things and put stuff up on screen.
Yes, which we
and
do.
When I am like watching a video, when I have a video going in the background, that's the moment where I'll lean over and actually look at it. It's like, oh, right. what did they put up there?
So your watching habits and patterns are probably similar to most of
them. I'm sure they're
similar to mine. So that, yeah, so that's why the video.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of The Daily Show on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account, create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
And that's neat. We should be trying to upload these things to TikTok. The question is, like, what is the censorship filter like, and can we get around it? I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
That is the question.
I'm going to be looking into just doing TikTok videos on my own and see if I can just do them without getting banned.
Cautiously optimistic. And then there's the question.
As myself. Like, but I won't be – I'll be tailoring what I'm saying to the platform, but, like – Will TikTok ban me just for being me the way I've been banned from all these other platforms, just like as an individual, not because
there's also the Chinese version of TikTok, like the original version, which doesn't censor you for that kind of stuff, apparently.
Yeah, but that's all like Chinese people on it.
Right, which we could start an international incident over there by making that stuff really popular.
But I don't speak Chinese.
And then we get the State Department all pissed off. And then they start crying about how TikTok needs to be censored. The Chinese government needs to do more to keep...
State Department's already pretty pissed off.
We'll just steal them some luggage, and they'll be fine. Make them happy. It's easy to make the State Department happy. Like, hey, here's some lady's luggage that I just stole. Like, oh, thank you. Hand that right over.
Oh, right. I don't think he actually worked for the State Department. I think he worked for, like, the EPA.
Oh.
He's supposed to dispose of, like, uranium, yeah.
I thought he was some kind of...
But yeah, same difference.
That's good.
The striped pants contingent. I never understood what that meant. Rush Limbaugh going out with the State Department in striped pants. I always picture like Han Solo, like the line going down his.
Maybe they wore like pinstripe suits.
I don't know.
State Department. I don't know. Weird. Yeah, those are like old things, old like boomer political lore that I just don't know. Like, what does that mean? Striped pants division. Oh, maybe because they'll go to jail. I don't know. But it's funny because the State Department has been see, if I search striped pants division, I just get an ads for like pants.
Yeah.
Like I'm not getting a reference to like that saying.
I enjoy pants.
Yeah, not...
Joey pants. So. So what did Alex send here? What diversion was Alex sending through a minute ago when we were talking about dinks? We were talking about adulthood. Adult entertainment star Michael Lucas says he had his name written on an IDF bomb, sparking controversy.
All right. Wait, what?
This is like,
huh?
So, speaking of unselfconscious Jews,
is this some like Jew faggot porn star or something? Adult entertainment star.
Yeah.
He's a Jewish adult porn star. And he puts his name on a bomb, and he addresses it to Gaza.
Interesting that you had to specify adult there. That's So is he in the IDF now? Has he like been called up from? So he's not doing porn now. He's like fighting in Gaza. Is that what's going on?
He says he asked the IDF forces to write his name on armaments being used in the battle against Hamas militants. You mean the battle against hospital patients and civilians in Gaza? That's what you mean.
I would. I would like to think even our military would not do something like that. If a porn star asked them to write their name on a weapon system, they'd be like, no.
They probably would.
The optics of that.
America probably would do that because I don't think that it needs to be something that is like approved by the command. I think like the soldiers in whatever unit can just scrawl something on like that. That looks like some kind of, you know, is that an aerial bomb or is that some kind of shell or something? I don't know, whatever. But like the soldiers can just scrawl whatever they want on it. And I'm sure that if some porn star said that, there would be some unit of soldiers somewhere in the American military that would absolutely happily put a porn star's name on a bomb or a shell or something like that. So yeah.
The adult
I don't know if this had to get cleared by like the Minister of Defense of their country. Probably not. Probably someone just did it.
The adult performer.
They put messages on them all the time.
The adult performer known for his porn and pro-Israeli views made the claim in response to a social media post from transphobic MMA fighter Jake Shields. The far right.
Oh yeah, Jake Shields has been lighting shit up, man. Mm-hmm. Jake Shields has actually been saying a lot of cool stuff on Twitter. He's been very good about this on Twitter.
He's been highly critical of Israeli military operations in Gaza, and his social media is filled with disturbing images of the conflict, its impact on civilians, especially Palestinian children, as well as claims that appear unsubstantiated.
Jake Shields should like kick Michael Lucas in the face with like an MMA style kick and do like a takedown and pin him and like choke him out. MMA style, that's what he should do. Just in theory. I'm just sort of saying, you know, this is something I wouldn't mind happening in some idea. That's
a really good word.
But so I don't really know what I mean. None of this doesn't surprise me, but it's sort of like, all right. I mean, I guess like all porn is basically pro-Israeli. I mean, like, you know, it's like an Israeli product. It's a Jewish product. It's something that Jews put out there into the world for everybody. And
I don't know what to say, but you see this kind of stuff come across like your news feed. You're like, wait, what? A Jewish porn star put his name on a weapon designed to kill children and got what? Well,
America is in such a state that like this is considered to be like just a fun human interest story. If you think about it, right? This has sort of been like the goofy.
This is the same America that wags.
This goes in like the wacky column, like the goofy wacky column in the news feed. Like, oh, look at this, LOL.
One of the most jarring things about America, though, is in America, see, if a black person dies in your vicinity while you're a professional white guy, you go to jail. If one just dies near you for, like, sometimes completely.
Well, you want to make sure, like, never to touch them, ever.
You got fucking porn stars putting their names on bombs designed to kill children in Gaza, and this is something that they just openly talk about, and there's no consequences, and it's okay.
Surprises me. I mean, I would actually do a search to get this story, but I don't want to put the name of a porn star into my browser, particularly not like a male one. But maybe if I search just the news, what's this dude's name?
Two different standards seem to be operating here. Like, as a white person,
A standard of utter trash and filth. That's just what this country is.
As a white guy, you're held to like an expectation that you're always under some scrutiny of suspicion that you're a bigot, racist, you're going to harm black people. As an Israeli, you get to just fucking kill Middle Eastern children. You just get to do it. And if somebody criticizes you, they're anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They're right about that.
It's just, what a fucking world to live in, to see this level of hypocrisy on display 24/7, constantly. And then the populace being pretty much too afraid to even talk about it.
So, no, this actually gets worse. So here we go. So Jake Shields was saying, Shields posted to X, formerly known as Twitter. Thanks, Advocate. This is the Advocate, which is, again, a gay magazine.
Why don't you just call it Twitter since no one calls it X? Like, it's twitter.com, but they put an X logo on it instead of the bird. Just keep calling it Twitter. Like, why be complicit in this farce that it's X now? So it's not. X.com is a domain that Elon bought like 30 years ago that never took off. Right? It was like PayPal.
What do you put there, right?
It's like PayPal anyway. Won that battle. And
I mean, when you tell me it's X.com, I kind of assume that it's going to be like an Israeli porn star.
Yeah, like I'm assuming there's going to be if I didn't know about the Elon X thing and you said like x.com, I'd be like, I'm not going there because it's just going to be porn. But anyway, So Shields posted on December 16th that his name, along with the names of other critics of the Israeli military actions, were written on armaments destined to be dropped in Gaza. The IDF is writing my name and others who are speaking out against their evils on missiles. And they have a picture that has he posted a picture of some missiles or bombs. These look like shells. They look like shells to be fired. And it says Andrew Tate, Sulaiman Ahmad, Jackson Hinkle, Jake Shields, and Muhammad Hijab, Chink Wigger, and Anastasia.
Whoa, Chink Wigger's on there?
Yeah, Chink Wigger's on one of them. I'm assuming he's been critical. And Anastasia Natia Lupus. I don't know who that is. But some of these people, I'm not sure who they are. But anyway, yeah, there's I can put the Sven has stepped away, but I can put the link here. So people can check out the
pictures. When I hear about that, it makes me wish that America would launch Tomahawk missiles at Tel Aviv and put, from Hitler, fuck you, kikes.
That'll happen someday. Someday it will happen.
From Hitler, with love.
While Shields said that he was enraged that U.S. tax dollars were being used to fund such actions, Lucas responded that he requested his name be written on a bomb and then posted a pic to prove his claim along with a mocking response. Got a pic before and after Lucas posted along with a pic showing his name in red on a bomb. Did you get them too? Amazing difference. So I'm assuming that he then showed like destruction. He just has a picture of the bomb. Both posts resulted in heated comments from those in support and opposition to the views expressed by both men. And then here the advocate is kind of getting in the fact that they're actually really just doing PR for Israel and porn by saying Shields has used his social media to not just express his views on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, but also to share his support of Donald Trump and his often transphobic and homophobic set of beliefs. So obviously, according to the advocate, the guy you're supposed to side with in this exchange is the porn star.
Yeah.
Because they don't seem to have anything critical to say about him.
I would love
What's
to
sort
know.
Of interesting
I would love to know,
is
like,
that
they,
of this
when
thing,
they use the term like trans, they talk about transphobia. Like, is that a real MK Ultra word for most? Like, I would love to see numbers on that. Like, how many Americans?
I don't think it hits. You're right. They use it like it is one, but it doesn't really hit. Like, no one really gives a shit. When you say that's transphobic, people are like,
so
did you guys
that doesn't really hit the way racist does, right? Like, people get very defensive over that one, but the transphobic, nobody really gives a shit.
Did you see the Michael Rapaport thing over the
another one? But hold on, I have one more thing to say about this. I think we need to there's a lot, again, as I said with James yesterday, we're unpacking more than Sam Brinton after a trip to the airport. But anyway, so the advocate, pro-gay website,
right?
It chooses to reserve its words of criticism in this article only for Jake Shields for saying things online that are transphobic or homophobic, according to them, right? And I'm sure he probably does, right? Because Jake Shields generally is pretty good poster. I'm sure he posts some cringe occasionally, but generally speaking, good poster on Twitter. But the problem is they don't seem to have any criticism for the fact that bombs are having people's names written on them and just being dropped on kids. Like, they're treating that as like just
They're stepping over it.
That's on a moot point. Like, it's not really, we're not really debating that here. We're not really debating like dropping bombs on kids. And whether the writing of people's names, either in celebration or to mock those people, is grotesque. Stepping over that, like, we're stepping over the fact that Jake Shields showed a picture, which I posted the Twitter, his tweet with the picture of the bombs. These look like tank shells or cannon shells or something like that, with the names of people that are critical of Israel going to kill children in Gaza. Like, you are not going to comment on that. But we're going to comment that sometimes Jake Shields expresses transphobia and homophobia on Twitter. That's kind of the issue here. The other thing is just sort of just there. It's sort of a neutral thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
There it is.
I thought more was coming after.
So, yeah. Sorry. No, I mean, I had put, if you wanted to show the picture of the Israeli tank shells with Jake Shields' name.
Yeah, I want to see those real quick, and then I got the Rappaport thing.
And the other people, like, they've got, yeah, the Chinkwigger is up there, and it looks like there's their, like, maybe some kind of cannon shell.
Let's say
like
Andrew kind of Tate. What's it say? Suleiman Ahmed? Is that what that says? Jackson Hinkle, Jake Shields, Muhammad Hijab? Chinkwigger and Anastasia something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, whatever. Somebody,
Anastasia,
I don't know who, I don't know,
Anastasia, don't know who malaria, lupus. Are, but... Is that what that says? It's never lupus, and it might
it says,
be malaria.
It looks to me like it says Anastasia Natia lupus. I'm not sure who that is, but it's whatever. Maybe some Russian broad. I don't know.
I was trying to do a house joke. It's never lupus, but it might be malaria, it says there. So the IDF is writing my name and others who are speaking out against their evils on missiles. Like, why? This is clear that this is a clear threat to our lives and on missile I'm being forced to pay for with my tax dollars. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, please, so Jake, it looks like this person, it's Anastasia Maria Lupus, and it looks like she's some kind of like leftist, yeah.
Please share with us how much money you're making off the backs of poor Palestinians. Someone's challenging. Like, what does that even mean? Who makes money off of Palestinians?
Oh, dude. Hold on. This is funny. This is highly funny. I don't know how much shopping is going on here, but I searched Jews. I'm telling you, dude, Google is not just useless. It's fucking malicious. Like, I searched this woman's name. And the first thing I get is this LinkedIn post by someone who I'm assuming is a Jew by the name of Gil Kerb. Mm-hmm. It says, Dr. Anastasia Maria Lupus, do you think you can run away with this? And he's posting what appears to be a post by Sharon Schreiber, who says, this is Anastasia Maria Lupus, a so-called doctor in various Danish institutions. Apparently, she found the picture of a burned live baby with his burned teddy bear quite funny. A doctor who finds a picture of a tortured, I think she meant tortured. This is not only about anti-Semitism, it's about being the worst kind of human being. She put, there's like a happy merchant.
Yeah.
Like the... So, like, I don't know if that's real or fake, if this woman actually posted that. If she did, that's fucking funny. And also shows that
posting anti-Semitic memes is worse than killing children right now.
Right.
This very sentence.
Well, I think
killing children. Well, I think anti-Semitic memes.
Well, I think the context is they're pretending that it is a burned alive child instead of what it is, which is a burnt brisket. Like we're pretending
right.
that this
it's,
is a
or
real.
It's just something like we don't know. It's just there's
well,
no
that's
evidence
the
of what they say.
Yeah, that's the original burned alive child. Which was just
and then we
bullshit.
Have then this woman says this Sharon Schreiber says, "Do you need me to send additional funny videos, Miss Lupus? A woman." Cut alive in order to take her baby out of her belly and murder him, perhaps what pars would fit your humoristic taste. It's like, no, see, but that was also fake.
Yeah. Things that Jews make
that
up.
That story of, the, that of the pregnant woman sliced open, they've been telling that story. I can't tell you the number of times that turns up in Holocaust lore.
That's the most aggravating thing is observing this kind of shit and not being able to get out there and say, look, they've been doing this since the 1940s. They've been doing it forever.
Well, I mean, I'm surprised we do say it here, but like going out there on Twitter, like you just get
yeah, you can't
like
go out there
immediately.
Into,
yeah, like you just this is not allowed in the discussion, and so people are like,
if you go into that territory, you know what's going to happen if you go there. And you're like, well, you know, they've been saying this kind of stuff since the Holocaust. They've been coming up with this kind of crazy shit. Oh, are you an anti-Semitic Nazi? Like
right.
I'm supposed to believe all that stuff, all this shit in the Holocaust. I'm supposed to believe that. And it's okay for me to be somewhat critical now of what they're saying, but I can't link these two things and be like, no, they had stories about fucking German shepherds with poisonous teeth back in the 1940s.
Yeah, they had stories of women being sliced open and babies being ripped out. I mean, I can specifically remember reading this on our Halloween special. There was
absolutely.
It had to do with Treblinka, and they were associating this with their fake character that they would call Ivan the Terrible, who was supposedly a Ukrainian guard. At Treblinka, and later on they tried to pin that on Jan Demjanjuk, and they basically brought him to Israel and did like a show trial.
I mean, it's kind of hard to explain this to people in the world. It's like, look, Jews are just a nasty, lying people. They're a nasty group of fucking liars.
They lie. They make things up. I mean, look, it's like what we were talking about the other night. It's like, oh, yeah, the baby crib sitting outside in the middle of the street with the shell casings in it, because that's where shell casings end up, like, in a gun battle, is somehow that the gun was fired at the crib because there's shell casings in the crib.
That means that you'd be firing above the crib.
That means that somebody would, well, in theory, yes, that's what it would. But it's also like, why is that baby crib, like, in the middle of the street? Like, why is it outside? Why isn't it in a house? Like, what?
Carefully arranged photo.
This obviously, Elon Musk is just like, yeah.
If you look at the shell casings,
I'm just going to nod along with this.
It's the same shell casings IDF uses.
Well, I guess they could then say, like, oh, yeah, no, it was because they had to stand over this crib firing to defend it from the terrorists. I'm just like, or maybe this is just...
I'm sure they would poorly conceived to, like, fit whatever the current debate is.
They actually, what they tend to do in those kinds of things, rather than changing their argument, is they just, like, they actually just double down and brazen it out and, like, just shut down the people that argue against them. Like, I don't see them ever changing. Like, they're just going to say, like, no, Elon Musk was taken to a kibbutz in Israel and was shown evidence of, like, these crimes against children and women. And they'll just fade into the background that it was, like, a baby crib put in the middle of the street with, like, shell casings in it. Like, that's supposed to prove anything and isn't obviously staged. So,
hey, what's up? You know you're only hearing half of the show, right? And it's being indiscriminately interrupted with these sales pitches because we just don't know how else to get your attention and get you over there. Our website, our podcasts are 100% listener-funded. They are funded with your subscription. So if you could please do that, help us out. therightstuff.biz/paywall. Thanks.
You know, they'll just sort of be... And just like the thing, it's like, oh, yeah, they... Definitely, it is true that the president of Harvard says it's okay to go and say kill all the Jews on, like, Harvard campus because she doesn't want to censor the word intifada. And we're not, like, making a totally unprincipled connection, fake connection between these two things. And I was commenting on yesterday with James that, like, even the New York Times will run with that. Even the New York Times is running with the idea that, like, yes, Harvard is just, like, allowing people to go around saying kill all the Jews on campus, not telling you that comes from, like, the whole thing of, like, the word intifada means kill all the Jews. And so if someone says it, then they're saying kill all the Jews and you're not going to stop them from saying it, blah, blah, blah. Like, this whole chain of, like, extremely tenuous bullshit. So yeah. They basically just rely on control of the media and their echo chamber to keep these memes out there. And yes, it is frustrating that going out there and saying this is fake, this has been going on for a long time, leads to hard bans, as we have found out. I mean, the bargain we made was like, we are going to tell you the truth no matter what. We're going to tell you as we see it. And as a result, like, by name, as people, we are effectively just banned from these sites because they, you know, and other people have made the calculation, I will hold back on saying that kind of stuff and remain on these sites. That's what they've decided to do. That's up right to them. But, you know, it's sort of like, you know, this promise that we are actually going to be allowed to, like, say whatever the fuck we want. We jumped on that one early. Like, oh, it's the internet. We can say what we want. Oh, all right. But I guess, you know, we played a leading role in making all these fucking platforms censor the shit out of everyone. So
yeah.
I've actually heard people get mad at us about that. They're like, it's your fault they're doing it. I'm like, well,
if it wasn't us, somebody else would have done it.
But it's also a self-defeating argument because it's like, well, then if you have to self-censor so you don't get censored, the censorship is happening one way or the other. At least we fucking put it out there. So whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. That's...
It's just like I accepted the censorship before. I didn't, you know, I jumped through the hoop without being asked, and you didn't. And so now, like, the hoop has been taken away. How dare you? Or something like that. I don't fucking know. Like, I just want the hoop there to jump through. But it's no, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
I got a Michael Rapaport video that's
I got it right here.
Really something. There's a lot of editing quick cuts in it for some reason.
Is he, like, having to censor himself? Like, wanting
I don't know, but it's from his Twitter.
It says,
literally from his
Twitter. It says over top of it, there's no Christmas in Gaza. That's his little It's like, well, there's no Christmas in your house either, Mike, Mr. Rappaport.
Ho, ho,
but he's
ho.
Like bragging about
Merry
it.
Christmas.
Like, he's like,
Merry Christmas from Israel. Anybody who's celebrating, unfortunately, there ain't going to be no Christmas in the Gaza Strip.
What the fuck? Oh,
Santa Claus can't land his sled in Gaza. You think Rudolph, Dancer, and Prancer are going to let Santa Claus land his sled?
It's a very
that
bad edit.
That's been ran into.
These are very bad edits.
To the ground
by Hamas.
Well, Hamas doesn't celebrate Christmas, huh? Hamas doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day, Pride Week.
But you don't celebrate Christmas, you fucking kike. What?
It's always Pride Week.
Say that. God forbid Santa was to land his sleigh in the Gaza Strip. Hamas would rob him, possibly rape him. There's no Christmas in Gaza. Sorry.
Wait, what would be wrong with them raping him, though?
But like I said, there's no
I thought you just said
Valentine's
that you celebrated
Day,
Pride
there's
Month.
No Easter. There's nothing. There is nothing fun in the Gaza Strip because Hamas runs the Gaza Strip. Ho, ho, Hamas. You ruin everything, you you.
I can think of somebody who actually ruins everything.
Who actually runs the Gaza Strip, who actually ruins everything, who doesn't celebrate Christmas.
I mean, if Santa landed in the Gaza Strip, Jesus Christ, I hate this fucking website. If Santa landed in the Gaza Strip, it wouldn't be, you know, get hit by Israeli fucking ordnance. Santa would be stripped of his red suit and paraded around as a human shield in front of their
Jews
divisions.
Would want, then they'd have the, then they'd have like the ignominious, not only they killed Jesus, they also killed Santa.
Right.
Like, you know, like Jews, you killed Jesus.
I wonder if maybe he's like experiencing some kind of dementia or something.
Yeah, he seems to not be quite
he's
all there.
Really, this video particularly is.
Maybe he's just revealing his true self. He's just being who he's becoming who he is. Like, this is what he is. This is what he's about. And it is like, you know, yeah. Well, let's see the next video. Yeah. I don't really have much else to say. This dude has obviously been going down this path of becoming of openly like deranged genocidal.
It's like derangement, just like total derangement. Kind of, you know, kind of like Rod.
Well, he's like drunk on some kind of thing, like where like people aren't supporting him, but he's like lashing out.
It's like
Israel is like lashing out, and like,
same thing that happened to Ron Perlman when he became so anti-Trump and was doing those kinds of videos and making those tweets.
Hey, little Donnie. Like same... I shit my pants, little Donnie. Those memes were so funny.
I'm here in front of the infamous MASH sex store right there, right here in Tel Aviv.
What?
Let me tell you something.
They have an infamous sex store in Tel Aviv? Like, I've never heard of this before, Michael. Why are you there?
Right, I mean, okay.
Why is the S upside down? What the hell happened? What happened to the S? Sorry about the S. Oh, the H is upside down, too. Who fucking hung this sign? Oh, you guys can't see it on screen. What's going on here? The S is clearly the bottom of the S. What happened?
Fucking, I don't know. Maybe it's like some fucking gay thing, but S's and H's.
Let me tell you something. If you're into a sex stores, or anything LGBTQ, do not go to Gaza. This doesn't exist.
Okay.
In Gaza, this does not exist.
That's like good.
In Gaza, doesn't exist in the West Bank. Okay, does not exist. In Gaza. You go to fucking Gaza?
Yeah, I don't want to go to a faggot sex shop.
But hold on a sec. Like, who are you trying to appeal to, bro? Like, most people, like, I guess what he's trying to own, like, he's trying to own the libs or something. Like, this is, you know, it does seem like one of the things that in their frustrations with the left not being on board with them, like, just openly committing genocide, you know, one of the things is these Jews are, like, they're finger wagging, like, you know, you faggots, like, we gave you everything, and that's kind of like what I think he's doing here. Like, we gave you all this, look at all the faggot stuff, and those of you out there that like faggot stuff, you're not supporting us now. But I think the faggots will be the easiest ones for them to get. They'll be able to get the fags. And they finger wag, because he was doing it with black, he was doing it with everybody. He was doing all these liberal leftist groups that Jews basically have controlled and used in the past who are now kind of like inching away from like the actual genocide, and like he's like finger wagging at them, like, You know, we didn't give you faggots and nigger stuff so you could just like slink into the shadows when we're killing Palestinians. You're supposed to come out and support us. And we're going to take the fag stuff away if you don't. Like, that seems to be like where he's going with it. But it's sort of like everyone's, like, normal people are looking at this like,
I'm not a disgusting Jewish sex pest, so I don't really need to go to a fucking sex shop in Tel Aviv.
He literally says, if you're into any kind of can you rewind it? If you're into any kind of sex store. Also, he's getting more nasally as he's sex spending stores, more time in Israel.
Some, if you're into a sex stores or anything LGBTQ, do not go to
Tel
Gaza.
Tel Aviv is the place for you.
This doesn't exist.
You know, that's a good drop right there.
I mean, Hamas couldn't have said it better themselves. Mm. If you're into any kind of
this LGBTQ, does not exist in Gaza. Doesn't exist in the West Bank. Okay, does not exist in Gaza. You go to fucking Gaza and you start talking that shit. You say, where's the LGBTQ bar? They toss.
You mean, where's the fag bar? No one talks like that.
Toss you off a fucking building.
Yeah, they toss you off a building.
Good for them.
If there's any buildings left standing.
Burn you, toss you off a fucking building.
Say, like, it's a bad thing.
Israel is awesome. Jewish people are awesome. Hamas sucks big elephant dick.
Wait, I thought you said that was good. I thought you like LGBT stuff.
They. Every day, but not
elephant dicks. Like,
LGBTQ elephant dick, because there is no LGBTQ elephants in Gaza. Even the elephants are oppressed in Gaza.
Go back. He's now literally saying there's nothing wrong with sucking elephant dicks.
Jewish people are awesome. Hamas sucks big elephant dick all day, every day, but not LGBTQ elephant dick, because there is no LGBTQ elephants in Gaza. Even the elephants are oppressed.
In Republicans?
This guy's
in the Senate chamber, butt talking. LGBTQ elephants be like the staffers.
Gaza.
Well, LGBTQ elephants are like basically in the Senate chambers.
Yeah.
You know.
Or what I just said, yeah.
Actually, that guy was a Democrat, but yeah.
Oh, no, the other guy was a Republican, the guy with the guy from Washington.
But I mean, they're all doing it. Yeah. Like, all of them are doing it. That's what these people do. Like, they're just you know, sucking each other's elephant dicks all day. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of like...
I don't want to overdo the Rappaport thing.
I'm perfectly willing to go with Rappaport content, because it's fun.
The video on this one is just, his face looks so disturbing. Like, what is wrong with your skin?
He's just Jewish. He's Muslim.
What is happening?
Oh,
Malcolm X, a.k.a. Sean King, getting kicked off of Instagram. All I have to say is ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
He's sunburned or something? He's like really red and shiny.
Yeah, it's.
Well, he's been in Israel, so maybe he's taking in some sun.
Exposed to radiation?
Song from the 70s, and it went like this: don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
What's
no,
the crime?
Don't do it. Listen,
the crime
this
is crime
about
Israel in the context of them being genocidal.
Yeah, pretending to be black when he was white never seemed to get Sean King kicked off anything.
All sorts of blood libels against white people. Didn't get in trouble for that. Was able to just keep sailing along. But, critiqued Israel. Oh, no.
But it's like, I like guys like, don't do the crime. But the crime is literally saying, hey, Jews, can you stop murdering people?
Bullshit. Fake news. Fake captions. Looney Tune. Whack job. Weirdo stuff about how he.
What are you talking about?
Had something to do with freeing the hostages. I guarantee you, as somebody who has firsthand experience being suspended, I've been suspended so many times right here on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You get warnings, you read the rules, you have conversations, you try to pull this string, that string.
Wait,
this
wait, wait. No, see, that never
happens
to me.
It's social media. These are privately owned companies. If you don't know, you don't follow the rules, you get kicked off. Okay? He thought was sweet. Ain't sweet. Now you're off Instagram. Also, what does Sean King do for a living? What is his day job? How does
he
make money?
Niggers.
How does
works for
he
the Daily News,
make
right?
money? That's beside the point. You're right.
He hasn't worked for the Daily News in a long time.
Oh, no.
And other people have been kicked off.
It's actually
people,
a good question.
Jewish people, Puerto Rican people, Chinese people, people from this country, that country, from all over the world. You don't follow the rules, you get kicked off. If you...
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, enough, doubling down on capitalist realism, but, like...
Was Sean King
what
criticizing?
Actually,
was
Sean King kicked off?
Was he
for,
criticizing?
I'm actually curious what
Sean King claims that he was kicked off for pro-Palestine content, which I mostly believe that.
I'm pretty sure that's probably true.
That's pretty much exactly what happened. I think the detail is maybe he said something that was pro-Hamas, and that was like the technical detail got him on.
See, that also just pisses me off because it's like. Right. The drawing of this guardrail around Hamas, it's just like, no, like, I'm sorry, that is the group that was running the Gaza Strip and was the armed wing in the Gaza Strip. Like, those are Palestinians. If you support Palestine and you want to draw this thing, like, but it's like, okay to support Palestine, but not okay to support Hamas. What that is an attempt to just isolate Hamas, isolate effective resistance to Israel internationally, you know what I mean? That's what Jews do by that. Yeah,
my position on this from arguing with boomers, I'm like, Israel and the United States do not get to designate anyone a terrorist. They don't get to say that shit about anyone. They have fucking standing to call anyone a fucking terrorist.
And is there any way you can actually engage in your legitimate right to resist Israel and not be labeled a fucking terrorist? No. So that's just an underhanded way of like limiting support for your enemies through all kinds of other pressure valves that they have at their disposal. Like the PLO were terrorists. What made the PLO not terrorists? Well, surrendering to Israel. Like just surrendering to Israel made the PLO not terrorists anymore. Just surrendering to Israel and like sort of standing by and watching as the West Bank got further and further occupied with more and more Jewish settlements, which have quadrupled in size since the Oslo Accords. So that's why the PLO are no longer terrorists.
Especially they just gave up. After the GWAT and all of that bullshit, you think that Americans at this point would express a little bit of skepticism whenever someone's designated a terrorist.
Well, I don't... Just a little bit. You know, increasingly I feel like this conversation that when we talk about these things, the only people on the other end of the conversation are like just boomers. Just like stupid Fox News watching, Newsmax reading boomers, because nobody else... will represent these beliefs. Now, in terms of the Hamas thing, where like we draw a circle around Hamas and say, okay, that's unacceptable, that actually has been pretty successful for Jews in the West. They've gotten the left to mostly agree, yes, Hamas is unacceptable, we can't support Hamas, and like then maybe I'll find... I remember there used to be a thing where you would try and find like a faction of the resistance that was like ideologically acceptable to you, that like you could be like, okay, well, I can support these because they're not Islamic fundamentalists. They're like leftists and they pay lip service to communism or something. It's like, yeah, but no, like the ones that are the most effective and the ones that are popular amongst Palestinians are the ones that are legitimate. And so Hamas is the most legitimate resistance to Israel amongst the Palestinian people. It just is. And that's just a fact. So you telling me, like, you can support Palestine, but you can't support them effectively resisting their occupiers and oppressors. I'm like, no, fuck you. I just support them. Obviously, I don't materially support them because that's illegal in America, even though I find that to be unjust. But I'm not going to go to jail for that. But, like, yeah, no, I morally support what they're doing. What they're doing is fine. They're fighting Israel. They're fighting for their land. They're fighting for their people against overwhelming odds. They're fucking heroes. And I'm glad that they don't have LGBT fucking sex stores in Gaza. Good for them. Good for them. Well, maybe one of their rockets will hit that fucking place in Israel. That would also be good.
I was going to say, whenever I run into rightoids out in the wild on Twitter, they're so ignorant of anything related to like American foreign policy or what Israel's been up to, that those conversations tend to terminate pretty quick, and you don't need to be like an expert in any of this. You could have a pretty surface level knowledge of foreign policy and world events.
Which is, remember, you can have a vague memory of the last 20 years.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, and then do just a quick Google search to get your dates absolutely right, and absolutely BTFO the fuck out of them to the point where they will stop replying.
So, like, usually can you lay one of these conversations out for me?
Because usually curious. It's some sort of bloviation about Yemen being a good example of, like, well, we're going to show those Yemenis. I'm like, you've been showing them. You've been helping bomb them for years. Did you not know that? Just that kind of thing. Really stupid bloviation about such and such is going to really get it. And it's like, or Iran being a great example, talking about Iran. And I'm like, you do realize that we had a coup there in 1953 and overthrew their democratically elected leader, right? You do know we helped Iraq fight them in the 1980s, right? And they don't know this stuff. They have no idea. None.
They probably don't even know why, like, they probably don't even remember or know about, like, the revolution and all that stuff. It's a bad country. It's there. They're bad people.
I had one arguing that, well, there were Iranians that liked the U.S.-installed dictator. I'm like, what?
I'm sure that there were, but so what?
But he was comparing...
Not enough.
He was comparing to support for that guy, for the current Ayatollah. I'm like, what about the one that they overthrew in 1953? What about that guy? Did you forget about him?
Yeah, like,
so it seems like they really liked him because they elected him.
But additionally, yes, they like. But it's also like, so the Islamic Revolution overthrew the Shah. And right. Now they have not been able to get something in there, some gay op that can overthrow the Islamic State. It's like, well, I guess you just got beat.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean,
You created this situation.
And I'm sure there are people that hate Muslims that would say, well, it's because the Muslims are, like, fanatical or whatever. I'm like, well, they won. That ideology, that Islamic State, and what they put in place there has proven resilient against 50 years of gay ops, or 44 years.
Did you know that the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded? The only reason you're hearing this right now is because you're only getting half the show. There's so much content you're missing, and you'll never hear these ads again if you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
...years of gay ops. So, I mean, you can cry all you want, but, like, it's weird to, it's strange for you to be saying, like, there's something, like, unfair going on.
Especially.
Or, like, or like, as if they're really so bad. It's like, what if you just fucked off and left them alone?
Right. Because it's like, you instituted a coup d'etat against Mohammad Mossadegh. You got your guy in there. He failed, and you lost. And now the region is it's something you don't like nearly as much as you did back whenever the first guy was running it. So it's on you. It's all on you. You did that. America did it. It's not like these countries are evil and they're just out of control and America has to, you created the chain of events that led to the situation here.
Yeah. I'm just sort of curious, like, if there's, like, a boomer out there that, like, really hates Iran, like, why? And, like, have you thought about it? Have you considered?
No. Why would they think about it? It's on TV. It's on TV that you hate it. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
Right? Like.
Yeah.
If there's something, if the TV is telling you a thing, then, like, you're not thinking about it. You're just accepting it. What's interesting about the Iran deal is there's no opposing view. Like, right, like, so many times. There's, like, a Finkel think on TV to what the news is talking about. There doesn't seem to be one with hating China or hating Iran. Everyone just seems to agree on that on a different level, how they approach it. You know, like, there's not some, like, libtard version of pro Iran, which is really interesting. I don't know how they accomplish that. I mean, do they just focus? Well, because they focus on every now and then a bunch of broads, like, take their burqas off and, like, dance in a crosswalk and pretend that they're having a new cultural revolution. And like, MSNBC loves that. So.
The difference there is, like, do we get rid of the Islamic State with, like, bombs and missiles and armies, or do we do it with, like, women twerking in the street? Like really that's cringe, the strategic,
like, feminist kind of, like, yeah, stuff. Yeah.
Do we do it with bombs or cringe? Like, cringe doesn't seem to be working.
Right.
So, I question whether military force would work either. I don't think it would. I think it would actually that would set off a spiral which would essentially destroy the American Empire. Yeah. We would probably destroy and kill lots of people in Iran and commit all kinds of atrocities and moral horrors against the people of Iran and the region generally. But the sequence of events that would be set off by such a conflict would, I think, ultimately lead to the destruction of the American Empire, the collapse of it, of its power, which would be ultimately good. And unfortunately, I don't know how this empire will fall without, like, just lots of death and suffering. I'm not. It's very difficult to see a path towards that. It would be nice, but I don't think the Jews ever just peacefully cry uncle. Like, I don't know. Like, they go down. Like, they are. Yeah.
Here's one of the rightoid things I was seeing yesterday, which just kind of blew my mind. Was they were celebrating the fall of the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh.
Like, posting this around Twitter, like, oh, look, this is the USSR fell. Yeah. Like, probably fell before you were even born. And at that time, it was not really a threat to America anyway. Why are you, like, rehashing Cold War propaganda against the USSR? I don't understand why that's being
reached. Well, it's pure, like, nostalgia, because, like, that was the time when I could feel like America really was the good guy, because, like, there was this big evil empire of, like, that was oppressing its people. And it was, like, opposed to us ideologically. We were the democracy. We were the free market. They were the state oppressive communists with big creepy mustaches keeping people behind barbed wire and machine guns. Yeah, it's like Rocky IV. Remember when, just Rocky IV. That's what they want back.
Well, that was such a well managed media driven conflict, the Cold War. That's why you have such a clear, and so much so that you have Finkelthink. You have, like, a sort of going against the grain, man. Like, opportunities to blame. Like, we have to blame ourselves for this. These psychos with their fingers over the nuclear button. Reagan, any minute, you know, like all those weird narratives you can get into. But none of it really reflects reality.
But do you
reality.
Remember the scene in Rocky IV when having, like, the press conference or something like that, right? And what was his name? Rocky's trainer, you know, the one who was like, always talking, like, New York. Blah, blah. He gets enraged at, like, the Soviets. And he's like, we don't keep our people behind a wall with machine guns. Yeah, you know, our people are free over here. Like, that, you know, that kind of thing. And it was like, you know, that's the kind of thing, like, you know, that would hit in, like, the 80s when that movie came out, right? Like, you could feel that, right? And I remember as a kid, I liked that, but...
Yeah, we don't
have
a wall.
And the way the Soviets were portrayed, it's like, again, there was also some subtle, like, anti-white, anti-Aryan stuff, because they were portraying Ivan Drago like some kind of... Like, the Soviets were putting him out as, like, some Aryan super soldier, like this big blonde, blue-eyed, like, machine. And he was training purely with, like, machines, and they were giving him steroid injections, and then Rocky, he's like... He goes to Russia, because then they were at that point making the separation between the USSR and Russia, where the Russian people were portrayed as, like, these long-suffering but noble people under this evil oppressive regime, which was a kind of a staple of the Cold War, because they realized, like, hey, telling us we have to hate everybody in an entire country seems kind of dumb, and people aren't going to do that, because that seems retarded. But now they just do that shit. Now they're just like, no, all Russians are bad. It's interesting how much less rancorous. And a lot of people that have been analysts of this and are old enough to remember the Cold War in their own lifetime would be like, yeah, dude, this is so much more rancorous, this conflict now, than the Cold War was.
I'm still continually amazed they're able to dust off that stuff and use it. Like, the trick they pulled on getting fucking liberals on board with this shit, like this reheated Cold War rhetoric, is amazing. What an amazing propaganda operation that was.
Well, if you want to frame things as, like, a new Cold War, like, this time we're the Bolsheviks. America is the Bolsheviks. America is the Jewish revolutionary force that's destroying a traditional society. That's destroying, like, that's basically laying waste to entire regions of the planet. So, yeah, I mean, America's and frankly, probably bloodline as well. Like, probably all those descendants of those Bolsheviks are all in the fucking American government as neocons now. All these fucking Jew bloodlines are still alive. Like, literally, the people that did the Holodomor are, like, running the Ukraine war from America now. Yeah. Like, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, if they even have a similar root name, Kagan. The Kagan family, who are, like, essentially running the Ukraine war, it's like Lazar Kaganovich was the Jew that orchestrated this, the mass starvation of Ukrainians. Like, it's the same fucking people. I don't know if there's a direct relationship there, but the name resemblance is close enough, right? And it's like, you know, this is what's going on. The Bolsheviks are doing it to you people again. They're massacring Ukraine again. So.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing I was saying about the rightoids is that on Twitter, a key component of their identity is being like anti-communism and anti-socialism. So you get like this thing of, I don't like Nazis and I don't like communists, and they're two sides of the same coin. And I'm just like, so you have concluded that the two things that America tells you that's okay to hate, those are the things that you hate.
Yeah, you're like doubling and tripling down. Just like, remember when neo-reactionaries would always say this, that the system only accepts criticism or the only kind of like legitimate criticism that will be debated and aired publicly amongst the system people is a criticism of the system for not being true enough to itself. And right-wingers do this, rightoids do this in their own way by saying Dems are the real racists, Dems are the real Nazis. I hate socialism. I hate socialism because Nazis and commies are socialists, and socialism creates racism. Socialism creates hate, and you only get anti-racism and LGBTQ plus with like capitalism in Israel, and that's their argument. And so they're basically telling the system, you know, you need to double more down on our side of things, because like it's really. And it's funny because it's like you would think that at some point you could show a conservative that video of Michael Rappaport saying, say, there's no gay sex store in Gaza. Here's one in Tel Aviv. Aren't Jews awesome? You would think there would have been a time when you could show it to a conservative and say, does this give you any pause about supporting Israel? But today, no, it wouldn't. They'd be like, no, that's why I support Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because
they give freedom. And nothing says freedom like gay shit everywhere. Like, they've also managed to put that idea into people's heads in this country. Gay shit everywhere means freedom.
Inherently, on some level, they think it is a sign that you're backwards if you ban the sex shop. Because the conservative will, like, signal, like, I'm not bothered by the sex shop.
Yeah.
I don't mind what consenting adults do on the public street.
Well, just like
in the marketplace,
we were talking about this yesterday.
Where everyone can look.
When Sam Brinton came up, how they were like, well, I don't care if he likes to wear high heels and do fetish kink stuff. As long as he's good at his job.
Right. And they, like, yeah, they see, are proud to think that. That's like just ingrained in them to think
I
this
care.
But it's like you can be proud to think that, but does you thinking that ever bear out in reality where the guy who puts on the high heels and engages in kink fetish isn't just a degenerate scumbag and actually is good at his job? Has that ever happened? No, it hasn't. It hasn't. I guarantee you, somebody whose life is about that. Their life is about that, and it's not about, like, testing uranium levels in the groundwater or whatever the fuck the guy was supposed to be doing. Whatever actually important thing he was supposed to be doing, like getting rid of nuclear waste safely. Like, that's a very important thing. He's obviously the wrong guy for the job. And I can tell because he puts on an evening gown and lipstick while having a big fucking hipster mustache. Because that just shows that this is a lunatic and is not somebody that can be trusted with anything sensitive or dangerous and should be just in a padded fucking cell. And so you definitely don't trust them around the airport turnstile, that's for sure. But, like, you know, this is the thing that – this is what why we – our message has to be shut down by these kikes, because it's so obvious. Like, no, the guy that does that isn't going to be good at his job. I'm not going to let you think that stupid shit without challenging it. Can you give me an example of that? Like, no, because a guy that's going to do that, that's his thing. He's not good at anything else. The only thing he's good at is looking like a freak in high heels and doing fetish king shit. That's it. He doesn't do anything else.
Why can't that just be his job? This is America.
Well, that he did see that as his job. Dude, he saw his job as being like a sort of an avatar, like a guy who was normalizing kink within like the federal government, rather than, you know, you're actually supposed to be disposing of nuclear waste safely. Should dispose of your fucking self. Guy's like a pile of radioactive waste himself. he's like, well, I'm somewhat a pile of radioactive waste myself. So that's why I identify with the job. Anyway, but that's the thing. That's the problem. And it's like the individualism, that kind of argument from boomers is more just them saying like, I don't know. It seems like it started out as a way of saying like, leave me alone, or like leave room in this new ideology you have for capitalism. And then it just morphed into something about them being like really proud of thinking that, you know.
Yeah.
It went from like actually like, well, you know, if you like this stuff under our system, there will be room for these things because we're not going to oppress people on that basis. And then it went into like, no, I'm super proud of the fact that I love faggots. I mean,
that's a drop. Obviously.
There's your clip.
Clearly.
All right, ready for a break.
Yeah, there's some good stuff. I got some good stuff here for the next hour.
Okay.
Something we really stick our teeth.
I think we did enough psychotic Michael Rapaport. Man, that guy.
It's hard to stop.
Never ending.
At this rate, he's just going to do a mass shooting.
Well, why doesn't he just fucking join the IDF and go fight? He's going to fight in Gaza, Michael. Just do it. Put on a uniform, you fucking homo. What are you, too old?
That's what I'm worried about, is he's a boomer Jew, so he's probably going to come back here and kill, like, some innocent Palestinian family.
Nah. The entitlement, like, the Jewish entitlement means you never have to get your hands dirty or something. There's somebody else. You can get America to do that, get IDF to do that, you know.
He's getting off on. Getting off on. Look at all this back I have. Like, I can go out and fucking talk all this shit, and I'm backed by these big fucking military and the banking institutions of Hollywood. You people can't say shit, and he's just like rubbing in everyone's face.
Yep.
I hope he comes back and like gets fucking stabbed by, you know, somebody in New York. Somebody, you know.
I hope your social media is getting a lot of really influential for when he gets stabbed with a knife. Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
I noticed as he's been in Israel, though, his accent is getting more nasal and less phony New York. He's
if you like his sex stars, Tel Aviv is the place for you.
All right, well, let's hit up lunch.
Funny thing to say. Okay. You're a dead kind of sex store.
This is the place to be, not Gaza.
Yeah.
Who's like, you know, I'm into sex stores. I guess there probably are people.
If you're into like a spiritual hell on earth, don't go to Gaza. That's a physical hell on earth. There's ordnance falling. If you just want your soul ruined and rotted out by the existence of like gay sex stores, place to be is Tel Aviv. Don't go to Gaza. That's where hellfire rains from the skies.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Depends on which kind of body rot you want. Literal? Spiritual. Anywho, let's have lunch. We'll be back.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.